Blog Talk Radio.
Into live radio blog talk broadcast of Past Generation Lost in the Mix, Affected by Sight, hosted by none other than yours truly, Evangelist Missionary Dr. Katrina M. Sanders from the Redeemed Fellowship Outreach Ministry, Church of God in Christ, where the founder and pastor is Pastor Robert Al Sanders. Second, top of the morning, this last Friday of January 29th, year of our Lord 2016. Thank you for tuning in. And I had scheduled for another program to be on, but I got a few emails last night to talk about the protests, the march that is taking place here in Chicago. Let me give honor to my husband, Pastor Robert R. Sanders, the second in the South Suburban Housing Organization. God bless you all this morning. Continue to do the work for the Lord and continue to do what you do for the community. You are a tremendous blessing. I wanted to talk about something that has been taking place, particularly here in Chicago. We are facing Chicago for the last 60 days. Has been facing a huge crisis. If it's not the Chicago public school system, it's the state of Illinois. The mayor and the governor have been under hot fire based on decisions that they've making pertaining to the lives of the citizens, the residents here in Chicago and in the state of Illinois. As many of you know, there's a big controversy going on right now with the mayor, with the governor, Governor Rauner, who I did not vote for. You all need to know, when you're getting ready to vote for people, do a background check and listen to their words. Don't sit up and just think that you can see a couple of things and they're going to be the best solution to the remedy of the problem, but they're not. You should have heard what Rauner has said and listened to what Rauner was saying. Always think, don't listen, listen, listen. This is why we have two ears, one on each side, left and the right. God gave it to us to hook up to our ear, to our canals, to our brain, so we can hear and process what is going on. There's a purpose of why God created the body the way it was. The ears were not on the bottom of our feet. The ears weren't in the middle of our heart. It was right at the top of your head where you receive everything. So the young people from the Chicago State University, they were on the expressway protesting Before I get into that, let me give some definitions of what marches, purpose of marches and protests are. Let's look at what is a march, okay, and rallies. A lot of people don't understand, and for some reason, a lot of the young people, they have more of a different insight of marches and rallies. Marches and rallies, demonstrations do work for a variety of good and bad reasons. If you check back, when you're doing a march, marches work in demonstrations for those things that we are looking for, particularly for civil rights. We're not talking about choices that you want to make. It's a civil right in order to understand what you feel should work for you. Generations have to live their own lives and experiences, but most of the time, in spite of what history has already taught us all, history will repeat itself regardless. However, the sake of some sense of advance and accomplishment, we shouldn't be discussing whether marches do work or don't, because the evidence is overwhelmingly in favor that they work, though not only or always in the way advocates and opponents of marches envision, want, or are willing to recognize. Let's look at what is the definition of a march. A lot of young people that go to school, which I'm proud of them, they go into school to have an education. But let's look at what a march is. There are several different definitions for this, so bear with me. When you're in the military, it's a walk in a military manner with a regular measured tread, you know, stride, walk, troop, step, pace, tread. And that's used in a verb as an action. In an act or instance of marching, the relieving force was more than what a day's march away. It's used as a noun in a process. Same way with a couple of words to say hike, trek, tramp, slog, foot slog, walk, routine, march. Now, what is a march? A march, according to the geek understanding, the march developed with a practical purpose to allow large group of soldiers to move in step, and it was only later that it was used in artistic setting to call to mind the military. Because the march was invented as an accomplishment and guide to movements of the military, the genre features strong, repeated rhythms and avoids excess ornamentation. When this happened, style marches developed. The first marches developed from rhythm patterns originally played only on drums. Slow marches were used for ritualized activities like parades and reviews. Quick march, twice as fast as a slow march, more or less, was used for maneuvers, and double quick march was the attack tempo. The early marches of 1600s and 1700s included both original pieces of work with melodies adapted to other musical genres, including popular tunes and operas. By the end of the 18th century, individual regiments and armies were commissioning their own private marches. The British soldiers marched to works of Handel and Haydn, among others, while Australian troops would, on occasion, step out to marches by Beethoven. That's what a march is. Now, what is the purpose of rallies? Okay, rallies and marches. The primary purpose of a rally is to gather as many people as possible to show how much support a particular issue has. Ideally, this will turn generate publicity throughout the mass media, depending on the numbers issue who is speaking, of course. Rallies also educate, stimulate further action, raise money, energize supporters, serve notice on opposition to help build coalitions. Compared to many other types of actions, Rallies involve little risk, have high visibility, and are often fun. However, rallies involve a number of potential problems. I'm going to say that again. Rallies involve a number of potential problems in some cases. They are particularly weather sensitive. Bad weather can lower and turn out precipitously. Because numbers are important, a poor turnout can be a disastrous political. It may appear the cause has little support, thereby encouraging the opponents. Financially, collections and sales of the rally are critical in overcoming the debt mounted in organization, organizing and emotionally organizing and supporters who show may be demoralized. Even a good turnout does not generate mass media coverage. Now, what is a protest? a protest is an expression of bearing witness on half of an expression caused by words or actions with regard to particular events, policies, or situations. Protests can take many different forms, from individual statements to mass demonstrations. Protesters may organize a protest as a way of publicly making their opinions heard in the attempt to influence public opinion or government policy. Or they may undertake direct action in attempt to direct enact desired changes themselves. Now, when the shootings took place with Laquan McDonald and the Ronald Johnson, I believe, that took place with the city of Chicago, there was a protest going on in the mayor's office because how the mayor presented the cases after lawsuits started flying. He said that he didn't see any videos. I likely doubt that. So a group of protesters went down to City Hall, and they protested at his office. They made a stand by going down Michigan Avenue. They did eastbound, westbound, northbound, actually eastbound, northbound, westbound, to make their voices heard from the mayor because they believe the mayor's not hearing them. Just the other day, yesterday, we had protesters that were on the highway here in Chicago at the 95th Street, Bishop Ford, near the Bishop Ford Express and 95th Street, where they protest because Governor Rauner wants to shut down Chicago State University. And this is the problem that I saw a lot of comments and a lot of young people who are embarking off into the ministry that are still kind of hot-headed about what they say. But I'm going to tell you what I posted up here because I saw so many comments, and it really got up under my skin because when you don't have an understanding of a rally and a protest or a march and how to go about it, the young people that were a part of it should have basically understood how to do a protest, how to do a march. Because when you're on the expressway, okay, you are causing a lot of the cargo that comes in and we can't get what we need. Other states can't get what they need. Young people, let me explain something to you about what took place on yesterday, and I believe they're going back out there again today. But we know what Rauner has done. But that's because some of you all voted for him in there. So when you vote, understand what the purpose of vote is. Okay? What voting means. Not based on your theory, your perspective. Understand what Dr. King, Mega Evers, they marched for. Understand how they did it. They didn't go on expressways and the highways because young people that are part of the march, let me help you out. You have United States Customs, as well as worldwide truck drivers that come through the highways. They are hired to deliver imports, exports from city to city, state to state. And they're on a time zone. There are people who are traveling across the world, including trying to get to Michigan, in order to help Flint, Michigan with their water problem. Then you have people that are sick or getting ready to have a baby. And the quickest way for them to get to Advocate Trinity Hospital or whatever hospital they're going to, you are holding them up. That's not the way you do it. That's not the way you do it. When you formulate this coalition of students and people, you should have done it on the campus or on the streets where the school, Chicago State University, is. You don't tie up the export and import transportation and a possibility of a person may have a heart attack or may be sick, they try to get to the doctor, having a baby. You are causing a problem. Because if I had an experience like that on the expressway and you holding me up, I would run your butt over, I promise you, and we just go to court. You don't go on the expressway. You could do it around the school, do it on King Drive. That's a more doable place to do that. But you don't do it when you're on a time frame and America is at war now. They don't care about Chicago State University. You can't make them care. Go on the streets. Because if there was an accident that would have occurred or somebody had a heart attack and stuff, you holding it up. That means the family going to come or the person that's in trouble will come and sue your buddy. You ain't got no money because you're already in trouble with the school. So if you go to protest, and a lot of young little preachers here in Chicago, they're such a hot, arrogant head people I've ever seen in my life. Learn how to speak correctly without being so destructive. Because you get a lot more with honey than you can with vinegar. Post pictures up and saying people down to you. No, the expressway is not the proper place to have it. There's too many things going on. You don't slow transportation down. And anybody that formed the coalition should have been informed. Don't do that. Now, Rana is killing Chicago State University. This was in the headlines of the Chicago Tribune. So don't go and say, I said this, I said that. The Tribune, go back and sue the Tribune. You knew who Rana was when he was running for governor. First of all, let's go back. Everybody got upset with each other when Blagojevich was in the house. So Blagojevich's friends got mad at him for something. Somebody saw something. I don't know if they saw somebody with somebody's wife, daughter, or some money, or some dope, or whatever. And they turned in Rob Blagojevich. He was the best governor we ever had. Now, you got Quinn. Quinn said, well, I'm going to get in here, and I'm going to do this, I'm sure to do it. Quinn got out, lost the race after the first term. Rana came in with a better spill. Many of you African Americans, you listened to it. You fell for the okey-doke. That is what he's promising you to do. He's cutting out several universities here in the Midwest and not no more funding. Okay? Now, why is Governor Bruce Rana stalling the state budget, continuing to put Chicago State University students in jeopardy of losing their educational institution? Here it is. One student says, I am the first year graduate student getting my master's degree in occupational therapy at CSU. I spend Wednesday in Springfield with my fellow students and classmates supporting our school. That's where you go. You don't go on the highway. You go to Springfield. I don't think a lot of you are, you didn't look at Schoolhouse Rock that told you about how bills are passed. You know, I am a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill, and I'm going for Capitol Hill. That's where you go. And if you want to protest, protest on the campus if their rules allow you to, or right on the streets by the school. That's how you do that. You don't go on the highways. You start up truck town and truck. They have they get paid. You want to lose their job because of you? It's sad. Our young people are too high-headed to Learn how to read. And stop being a hothead on Facebook with comments that can get you no respect. None whatsoever. Now, Ronnie needs to know that CSU is more than just a black university located in Chicago's gritty South Side. There are hundreds of students enrolled in professional master's degree programs. If the school closes, we will be forced to reapply to new programs, delay that master's degree by at least 2 years. We cannot simply transfer schools as a graduate student. All of the hard work spent studying and thousands of dollars spent on books and tuition will be a waste. And that is true. There are a lot of students that uprooted from where they live in the suburbs downstate to come to Chicago State, and you have a governor that's telling you, so what? This is a man that paid for his own campaign because he gets it back when he's out of taxes. Okay? So to do these things, you don't go and go on the highway. When they went to protest on at City Hall, they protest on at City Hall because they wanted to be heard. And that is very important. Your voice should be heard. But there's a way that you have your voices to be heard. And that is coming together. And someone in their 50s or 60s or 70s should have told these young people that were on the expressway, this is not the way to go. Somebody should have told them. I don't know who was thinking, but you don't stop traffic on the highway where you have trucks or imports and things of that nature that have to come across the highway. That's not doable. If you're going to protest, protest and do your protesting right by the what area that you are protesting around, but not around the highways where our imports and exports. This is where Dr. Martin Luther King, if a lot of young people in this generation, I applaud you for standing forward and coming forward on a cause, because education is very important. It's important to your future. But how you orchestrate it, you know, it's hard for us to our people to listen, because we figure we know it all. You don't know it all. This is why you have to go and learn how to deal with these things, but understand the voting system as well. Because when you vote, that means that's your final decision of who you would like. Me, I always vote for Snoopy because I know Snoopy is going to be real. He's going to bring me toast, popcorn, and jelly beans and some Kool-Aid, because he don't want me to have what he got hidden in his doghouse. So he's real. Learn the candidates. When you approach, even when it came to the same sex or the same sex marriage, that's not a lot. You had a lot of gays and lesbians and transgender, the LGBT community, that came together to protest, which they thought was a civil right. Understand what the definition of a civil right is. It's what's entitled to you as a culture. As a culture, African Americans caught so much drama back in the days of segregation. And Chicago is still a segregated city. People don't want to believe it, but it's true. We are still segregated. So when they come around, they wanted, we want to marry people with the same sex. Well, that's a sexual preference, a choice that you want to, you choose to want to do. That's what you choose to want to do, a bed partner. That's your choice. That's not everybody else's choice. And you can't make nobody give you that choice. If you want to sleep with a dog, that's what you want to sleep with a dog. If you want to sleep with somebody that's the same sex, that's your personal choice. That's not a civil rights. And this is where America messed up by switching over the names from civil to preferences. That's a difference. And this is where we end up in a whole lot of mess. And so therefore, when things, people don't get their way in that area, we're going to start a protest, you know, the LGBT community. Listen, we love you as individual people, but we just don't, we're not going to, you know, parade what you want to do with each other and say it's our, and say it's God. No, because you have boxed God in what you want God to accept and force it on him. But he didn't say that. If he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, what makes you think all of a sudden he'll go back on that? He not. I don't serve no God that changes his mind like that, no. So the thing about it is that when you're talking about civil rights and preferences and protests and march, have a common understanding of what you're doing. Because a lot of people misconstrue the meaning of things. And then when you have situations such as these that take place among the African-American community, understand, if you don't know how to vote and you don't know how to define who is right or wrong, you look at the agenda. That's the reason why you have various different debates that take place between the constituents. So the thing about it is that when you, I worked in politics. I worked with Mike Madigan and Philip Rock back in the 80s, and they started moving the credit card bill for the interest rates to be lowered on credit cards. No matter how it is, the interest rates are low on credit cards, help the consumer when they shop, pay the bill, so on and so forth. So, and my uncle, the late Clarence McClain, worked for Harold Washington. So I learned a lot under the regime of Vidoliak, okay? I learned a lot from Mike Madigan and Philip Rock. So when you are protesting, you need to look at the agenda of what they're doing. The Chicago State University march with the students should have taken place near the campus and not on the expressway. You're stalling time for things, and if somebody died in the middle of your protest on the expressway, you're going to be facing a nasty lawsuit that they're going to come after you. They're coming after Chicago State, and they come after your parents, particularly if you live out with your parents, because you're causing problems. Do the march, but don't do it on the expressway. Now, it's a difference if the mayor is killing everybody, and which he really is, in a sense. Now, if they went on every last community and street near where he is, that's fine. But young people, while you're in school, and I'm speaking from a teacher's perspective, don't be so hot-headed and make a choice that can cause a person their life. The fire trucks have to go on the highway sometimes to get to accidents. You don't know what's going on. The train may have a collision. They can't get through because you're walking on the highway. So you've got to learn how to orchestrate your ability to protest without causing lives. And don't have a nasty attitude, well, if God meant what to be and have anyway. No, it's not. Let the highways be free as a flow so people can get to where they got to go to. Folks probably had to go to work. They late. They got a call on their phone. Well, it says protest on the expressway and all that. They get rolled up for that stop. Truck drivers lose time and lose money. For you, no, don't take it on the property of the school. That's how you do that. Go on the property of the school. Don't do it on the highway because you're causing people problems. Use your brain, young people, not your emotions. Use your thinking cap, not your feelings. Create a protest. Create a march. But you need to go and study African-American history. Learn how and what it did. Until next week. One more time, we just got to listen to W.I. Sanders' Time Machine, and we're going to listen to another song on that famous album called Believe In by My Side. Take care, be blessed.